Hello and welcome in. This is Brent Hesse looking at the season preview, talking with Coach Lee Rucker of the softball team. Coach Rucker, thanks for joining me today. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well. Looking forward to this season.
Yeah, it's definitely an exciting time of the year. We're getting started. Sports season is very close to being upon us. So how is the energy right now with the team as you get approaching the season?
So we've had two practices, and so far I've been really pleased with the energy. We're looking to fill spots this year. You know, we had some graduations from last year that open up some playing time for some kids, and we've got 24 girls right now. Actually, I should say 23. One of them's injured. We've got 23 girls out there, and they're competing really hard, and they're coming in with a lot of energy each evening, and so we're excited about this group and see what they can do.
Yeah, it's definitely early on in the process, and I want to go back to last season real quickly. You had such a successful season, 28-7 overall, making the run to the state finals, finishing as a state runner-up. Just talk about that team. What does a season like that do, not only for that individual team, that group of players and coaches, but for the program as a whole?
That's been a special group, back-to-back state finals. We had four seniors last year that graduated that started for 3 years for us and played big roles, pitcher, catcher, second base, and shortstop. And we had another senior that started at first base at the end of the year last year for us. So we definitely will miss those girls, but they have done such a great job as leaders of kind of laying the foundation for our program over the last few years. These younger girls have watched how they worked every day and have followed their lead. And you know, we've got a lot of kids back that know how to work hard and that play a lot of softball. Even the incoming freshmen, you know, they've got to watch that success and see the excitement that surrounds it, and that just encourages them to keep working hard. Even though it's going to be a whole different look this year and we're going to have to figure out some spots, we're really excited about the fact that the expectation has been set, or the bar has been set, and we've got a lot of girls that are working really hard to keep it there.
Yeah, and let's talk about some of those individual players that are coming back, key players that you're expecting to take that next step up. You mentioned how many great seniors you had last year. Who are some of the players that are going to step up leadership roles, but also be the key contributors on the field?
We've got some seniors this year that will look to step into those leadership roles. Jolie Bonder, Adria Stretch, Hadley Beamer, all three have quite a bit of varsity playing time experience. Jolie has anchored our outfield a little bit last year and played a big role the year before, so she'll be a leader out there for us. Hadley will see a lot of time in the circle and need to be a leader for us. And Adria played at third base last year, and so we're looking for those girls to come back in and lead us, and so far they're doing that. We've got a couple other seniors that are competing for playing time: Isabel Fitzpatrick, Emily Schreiner, and Emily Paxton ran bases for us quite a bit last year. And Tori Stoner is a junior, and she started for a couple years for us, so we're looking for good things out of her. And Charlie Penniston is a sophomore that got a lot of valuable time last year as a freshman. And so we're looking for those people to lead us, but they've got a lot of people that are right behind them working really hard and challenging them to be better every day, and everybody's just pushing each other to be the best that we can be.
It's always nice when you have good competition on your team. That way you can make sure that everyone is playing at their highest level. And what do you think some of the strengths of this year's team are going to be?
Well, this year we're going to have a lot more speed than we've had in the past. We've lived on some power the last couple of years, and we've had a little bit of speed, but with some of the young players that we've got coming in and some of the people that may be stepping up into different roles, we're going to have a little bit more speed, I think, on the field and on the base paths. So instead of looking for home runs, we may be looking for stolen bases and bunts and stretching doubles into triples and things like that. So we've been talking about that kind of thing. How can we get an extra 60 feet here and there that gives us more opportunities to score runs? Because that's ultimately the goal, is to get runs across home plate. And we just may have to do it in a different way this year, but we've got kids that play a lot of softball, that have experience, and they know how to do that. So we're just going to keep working on figuring out what the best combinations are.
Yeah, and it looks like the season getting close to beginning. Can you map us out what you've got in terms of preseason before the official regular season gets underway, and then your first couple games, tournaments? When are we going to be able to see the Chillicothe Lady Hornets softball team in action?
So we've got, you know, a couple weeks of practice here this week and next week. And then at the end of next week, on that Saturday, we've got a jamboree over at Cameron. It's the 19th. Let me restate that. It just got moved to Plattsburgh. It involves Plattsburgh, Cameron, and Lathrop. So we'll be playing that at Plattsburgh that Saturday morning, starting at 9 o'clock. We'll get 3 one-hour sessions against each of those teams. It just gives us a good opportunity to look at some things on the field in live action with the kids. And then the following weekend, we go to the Greater Kansas City Tournament, where we play 5 games between Friday and Saturday. We'll play 2 games Friday to kick off the season, and then 3 more on Saturday. So that's an exciting one for us. We get to go play really good competition down there, and it really tests us to see kind of where we're at going into the season.
and you've had so much success in recent years. Do you set goals or expectations for the team? Does the team do that? And what are kind of some of the goals and expectations? Maybe it's early, but thoughts on that going into the year?
Yeah, so we sat down and set those goals last spring, actually, because I wanted them to have those things in their mind all summer while they were doing off-season work. We talk about process goals and we talk about outcome goals. And the process goals kind of revolve around how we go about practice every day, what kind of teammates we are with each other and for each other, kind of holding each other accountable to certain standards. And so, you know, we try to talk about those often because that's what really drives the outcomes. The outcome goals, the girls set a lot like the ones we've had recently. They want to compete for a conference championship throughout the season. We've won the MEC the last 3 years, and they're not looking to give that up anytime soon. They want to be ready in October to compete for a district title and get in the playoffs and then see what happens. And they threw out there that they'd really like to go back to Final Four. So those are on the goal sheet. And now we just got to keep putting in the work to make sure we're doing the things necessary to try to accomplish those.
Yeah, well, I like those goals a lot, hoping that we can accomplish all of those this season. And then just talk about the fans and the support that you have from the community. We, of course, know that the softball team gets a lot of support. What do you want to see from the fans, and what do you ask for them this season as they go out there and support the Lady Hornets on another solid team?
Yeah, we've had a lot of support the last few years, and it's been really fun. The nature of softball and baseball is kind of the same way. The games are played a little earlier in the evening, and sometimes it's hard for people to get out there after work and things like that. But we have been drawing some decent crowds for our home games, especially. The last couple of years, you know, we hosted the district tournament 2 years ago and had phenomenal crowds for that because it was later in the evening. And then last year for our state quarterfinal game, it was just incredible, the amount of community support we had and the number of people that were there. And the girls really notice it. I mean, they really appreciate it. They've really enjoyed over the last few years just the simple things like people stopping them in Walmart and congratulating them on a great game or a great season. And so our community's been really good at supporting our program and other programs at the Chillicothe High School. And we really appreciate them and just encourage them to keep coming out and watching our girls compete.
Well, I'm excited for another season, and I think everybody is as well. Thank you so much, Coach Rucker, for your time. Best of luck to begin the season, and we look forward to following along.
Thank you very much, and welcome to Chillicothe, Brent.